court. We all know who wouldn't make these coins so greasy and fatty by holding them and rubbing them every time he counted them. The man with the greasiest hands in town, Barish the Butcher. His hands are full of fat and grease from handling all his meat. And we also know whose hands are always spotless and clean and would never get fat or grease on his coins. That must be Joanne the Spice Dealer.
Definitely.
Gentlemen of the court, the grease presented here—I mean the evidence—shows clearly that these silver coins belong to Barish the Butcher from the very beginning. That is why they are so greasy, and covered with fat. And the one who broke the wall and lied to the court must have been Johann.
Hey, Grandma, hold on, hold on there.
Grabbed him before he escaped.
Please, Your Honor. I admit that I did it. But it was the other Jewish shopkeepers who put me up to it. They wanted a share of the money.
There's more baloney in your story than in Barish's butcher shop. Take him away. And as for you, Barish the Butcher, I find you totally and completely innocent of any crime whatsoever.
Innocent? Oh, thank you, Your Honor, thank you. I can't believe it.
Oh, Your Heisen, this is wonderful. Thank you, thank you. I told you it was as clear as chicken feet.
As for you, Mr. Barish, you may take your coins back immediately. And by the way, don't forget your pail.
But, Your Honor, the pail belongs to me.
Oh, so it does. And you're most entitled to it, young man. Let me say that I believe that I see a great future ahead for you as a leader of your people one day. I have only one request from Mr. Pinkus, sir.
Yes, Your Happiness. What is it?
Could you please try to learn to call me by my proper title? Your Honor.
I will, Your Hamish Kai. I will.
And sure enough, many years later, Yehuda grew up to be the famous Rav Yehuda Lovi, known to all as the Maharal of Prague.
Oh, Zadie, was that ever a fantastic story? I just can't wait to tell to my class at the Onyx Shabbos party. I'll stand up tall and talk with confidence, just like Yehuda did.
Good for you, Yona. I'm sure you will. I just hope no one makes a tape about this story before you get a chance to tell it to your class. For all we know, someone is doing it right now.
Really, Zadie? Do you think it's possible that a tape about the talking coins was being made while you were telling me the story?
Well, you never know, Yerna. You never know.